Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The left continues to try to, quote-unquote, save the planet by infringing on the rights of humans through limiting their activities or taxing them into poverty. Governor Wolf is trying desperately to have Pennsylvania join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or RGGI. Already, Connecticut, Delaware, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Virginia are part of the RGGI. All those states are part of the initiative, so it must be good, right? Wrong. My guest today is Gregory Wrightstone, Executive Director of the CO2 Coalition. Thanks, Greg, for being with us.
Oh, good to be back with you. I'll be heading to Harrisburg to testify before the Independent Regulatory Review Commission, which is the last stop before Reggie goes to the legislature. But Governor Wolf is trying to ram down this down the throats of the Pennsylvania citizens without legislative approval. He thinks he can get away with it. Those in the legislature don't think so, that they're calling the increases on electricity a tax. The governor prefers to call them a fee, which wouldn't need legislative approval. Imagine that.
Okay. So that's he's using basically the same tactic that Obama did with Obamacare.
Something
like that. Bait and switch, basically, is how it's being presented.
Let's talk a little bit about what this is.
Yeah, right. Yeah, go ahead with that. Because I know the RGGI, Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, has to deal with carbon dioxide, which the Obama administration issued a finding that it was dangerous and needed to be regulated. So go from there.
Well, it is not dangerous, and it does not need to be regulated. I'm the executive director of the CO2 Coalition in Arlington, mm-hmm. Virginia. We're a group of more than 70 of the top scientists in the world, engineers, scientists, energy experts, that promote the many benefits that are accruing to the Earth's ecosystems and humanity from modest increase in warming and increasing CO2. What this bill wants to do is targeting electricity generation, putting a carbon tax, a cap and trade, if you will, on any electricity generated by natural gas or coal. The goal of this is to increase the costs of those energy sources in order to artificially prop up electricity generated by the renewables, primarily solar and wind power. So their goal is to increase electricity prices across the board for Pennsylvanians in the hopes of driving down carbon dioxide emissions. The CO2 Coalition put together a more than 30-page research paper that was published last month. We sent it off to more than 500 important people across the state. Every legislator and senator, business and industry leaders got this. It's really in three parts. I was the lead author of this report. My part, I dealt with the justifications that Governor Wolf used and what Reggie uses to impose this economically crippling system on the state of Pennsylvania. And I looked at each one of these seven justifications why we need Reggie and found each one of them to be, did a fact check on them. I found each of these to be false and misleading. To the first one, you're going to laugh. You have to be a scientist to figure this out. You know, the justification number one was precipitation is increasing and it's leading to flooding. Well, I looked at it. I looked over 120 years of precipitation data for the state of Pennsylvania and found that, yes, precipitation has increased slightly in that more than 100-year period. We're getting precipitation about 4 inches a year, more than what we did over 100 years ago. That's not alarming. That's about a third of an inch per month. So
We're going to drown in the floods created by that. Yeah.
And I looked at the flooding data to show that actually floods have been decreasing in the crests of the floods in several rivers around the state. The governor pointed to the 2018 floods, including one in Harrisburg. Well, that flood that flooded Harrisburg in 2018, there were 30 other floods higher than the 2018 flood. So I guess according to the governor, those first 30 floods were all natural. But this one, you have to understand, is is caused by climate change.
Yeah, yeah,
we have to do something.
Yeah.
And then the second justification, remember, precipitation's increasing was number one. The second was droughts are increasing. Well, which is it?
Okay, exactly.
Which, you pick one.
Oh, my goodness.
They can't both be right. Just flawed, faulty logic here.
Which is typical. Typical leftists. I mean, they throw all this stuff out justifying their reason for something, but you look at it closely like you have, and it's flawed. The reasoning
exactly.
is flawed.
Exactly. A number of other things that I went through. I don't go through all of them right now, but we can revisit that in just a little bit depending on our time. The second part, again, first part, I looked at the justifications, found them to be false. The second part was completed by Dr. Patrick Michaels, eminent climatologist. He was the previous president of the Association of State Climatologists.
Mm-hmm.
Very well respected, well authored, lots of papers. He took a look at the modeling that was done to justify, again, this REGI is relying on climate models that are predicting excessive warming due to our carbon dioxide emissions, and found that the models are not only implausible, they're probably impossible that we'll achieve any of these. They take an unusual and implausible emissions standard, assessing that CO2 emissions will continue increasing tremendously. And then they use climate sensitivity. In other words, how much warming would CO2 cause that are, again, at the far end and unlikely to get that.
Right.
So they took too many emissions, too much warming from those emissions, and to come up with these unlikely scenarios of future temperature. And the third section was David Stevenson from the Caesar Rodney Institute looked at the economics. He looked back at the other states that have imposed this. We can look at them as a roadmap for what might happen with us.
Exactly.
And they're very proud that they reduced their emissions, and they have. But the fact of the matter is, they really just exported those emissions to across state lines to non-REGI states. So if you were an electricity-thirsty widget maker, if you're making widgets that require lots of electricity, you would move your widget-making company to West Virginia or Ohio or Pennsylvania now and make your widgets there rather than pay the higher electricity rates. The coal-fired plants and gas shut down in those states. So basically, they didn't actually reduce emissions. They just moved them to other states
exactly.
where electricity was cheaper.
Yeah.
The same thing could be expected here.
Oh, yeah, because businesses are not going to sit around and do business in a state that where they're going to pay higher taxes, but they could just move across state lines to do the same business and not have to pay the carbon tax that a REGI state imposes on them.
That's right. And what we did after we published this, you recall I said we sent this out to more than 500 people. And I made sure that Dr. Michael Mann from Penn State, got a signed copy. I signed it and made sure it was delivered to his office. So he got that, and then he responded by filing comments before the IRRC. His comments opened with nasty, insulting, brutish ad hominem attack on me and the eminent scientists here of the CO2 Coalition, because according to him, we're climate change deniers.
Yeah, and that's a typical leftist intimidation tactic. I mean, that's the attacks. It's almost 100% of the time come from their side, not our side.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Dr. Michael Mann was the creator of what's known as the hockey stick. Of 1,000 years of declining temperatures, and then all of a sudden in the 20th century, it skyrocketed temperatures. And there's quite a bit to be unpacked in that regard. There are huge, huge problems with the hockey stick.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Mark Stein had the best description of this hockey stick. He said it was a temperature reconstruction using proxy data with two problems, the proxies and the reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you can take it to the bank, which was Mark Stein is pretty acerbic, and he just nailed it.
Absolutely. But they still use the hockey stick model, don't they? I mean, to them, that's gospel.
Yeah, the last UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report was just issued a month ago, and I'm accepted as an expert reviewer for that IPCC report. In it, they have a bigger and badder hockey stick, and they're claiming that it's never been this warm in 2,000 years. Well, that's just false.
It's absolutely false. Oh, my goodness.
That's just false. We know that that includes the Roman warm period, the time of Christ, and the medieval warm period when Vikings were growing barley on Greenland. You can't grow barley there now. The Romans were growing citrus in the north of England. You can't do that.
Wow.
So we know by just historical records that that's just false. And we know it from the many other scientific methods to judge temperatures through time. The worst part of it is they take what's called paleo temperature data. And we use various methods to judge that, what the temperature may have been before there were thermometers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thermometer record goes back to 1850. So what they do is take this paleo data and then just paste on modern instrumental data onto that. So they're mixing apples and oranges to come up with these charts that they say prove that there's unusual and unprecedented warming.
Right. What do you think, and I'm asking to get into the head of people like Dr. Michael Mann and those who are insisting that temperatures have gone up and we have to do something to stop this climate change, this global warming, whichever word they're using nowadays. What is their driving force? I don't understand, because science is not on their side. They present these so-called studies, and basic science does not agree with what they are presenting. But yet the media, the mainstream media, applauds them and gives them the coverage, the media coverage that gets the word, quote-unquote, word out about the need for drastic measures to be taken. What's behind all this? What's driving it?
Get asked that a lot, and I think there are different motivations for different people. Some people actually believe this, and that's all they've heard,
mm-hmm.
and that's all they believe. Some of the scientists know that what they're doing. For example, a large number of Michael Mann's cohorts came out right before the report was released and just said, no, the models are running too hot. They're predicting too much temperature increase. You know, something's wrong here. They had the integrity to do that. But I can't see inside men's
right,
and women's souls
right. Well,
as to what caused their motivations mm-hmm. for this. I can provide the science, the facts, and the data that says, here's what they're telling you, and here's the science that puts it in dispute. So, Diane, you are just as qualified as I am to say why they're doing it. I can provide the science that mm-hmm. says, yeah, they're lying to you, and here's why.
Yeah.
But every single one of your listeners is just as qualified as I am to come up with reasons why they might be doing it.
Behind there. You know, I can't help but think that, again, this is my thought. They're being paid under the table by these renewable energy industries, the wind and the solar. I mean, that's my thought when it comes to that. But again, I have not done an investigation into being able to prove it or anything, but there's something going on. But back to Pennsylvania. So Governor Wolf is trying to say the cap and trade, it's not actually a tax, but it's a fee. So thus, he does not get half the legislative approval. That pretty much in a nutshell?
He thinks he can.
Well,
there will be lawsuits.
Okay.
I've testified before Daryl Metcalf's.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Daryl Metcalf.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
By the way, but before his committee a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
As have other experts from the CO2 Coalition.
Right.
So there will be lawsuits. This will end. It may end. If it goes to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, we know how that will likely end.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what happened with the election reform.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a battle if he wants to try and push this through. And he's given every indication that he's going to do that.
Yeah, well, he expects us to be in the RGGI by next year, by 2022. That's what that's what his goal is,
mm-hmm.
to get us in there by next year. So in the meantime, this RGGI and the initiative is before the Independent Regulatory Review Commission, IRRC, which you mentioned a little bit ago. So I believe it's made up of 5 commissioners?
Yes.
2 Republicans and 3 Democrats?
Yes.
There's going to be hearings, and you're going to testify along with some other ones on both sides of the aisle there, both sides of the issue. And your gut feeling, do you think that the IRRC will give a thumbs up to the RGGI?
I think the Democrats are scared to death of getting this bill through.
Wow.
Because they're facing a tough election battle coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
And this is going to be just one more issue
mm-hmm.
that anybody that looks at this, unless you're a rabid,
right,
you know, if you're a disciple of Dr. Michael Mann
mm-hmm.
and you believe that the Earth is going to end in 10 years, well, then you'll probably be in favor of this. But just your normal, rational sane individual, Pennsylvania citizens, kind of be just, they're not going to like it. It's going to cause everything's going to go up. It's going to escalate. It's going to cause more inflation, not less.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do a darn thing to change the Earth's temperature. It's more virtue signaling by those in charge.
Yeah.
And so we need to fight this. I'm hopeful that the IRRC will decide to not approve it. I'm talking to some people who've talked to the head of the IRRC.
The only non-attorney, I think. The rest of them are attorneys, I believe.
And he's sounding like he's pretty open to rejecting this.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good.
We will know. Yeah. We'll know shortly.
Businesses will leave Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. They'll go elsewhere. That means lost jobs. That means, you know, coal mines will be shut down, more lost jobs. That means increased cost for the consumer because the companies will pass that cost on to the consumer. They won't eat that. So it's going to negatively impact all of Pennsylvanians. But people don't understand. People don't have any idea what, you know, they hear all these acronyms, RGGI, RRC, and all this stuff, but they have no idea what it means. I mean, I don't even think, were there any public hearings held? I believe Representative Metcalf said that it was pretty much all this has been done in secret as far as getting to the point where it is now.
Yeah, and it was rejected last year by couple of the previous committees, but the governor's, he was able to pack more people on the committees to get his way through, so it passed through this review process, and then we're finally in this last stage now.
Okay, so he's packed the committees to get his way, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not good. So when is the final decision supposed to be handed down, do you know?
September 1st.
The decision will be handed down.
I'll be testifying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit Dr. Mann pretty good. He's extremely well funded. We don't know where his money comes from, but he's got nearly unlimited funds. He's very litigious. Competitive Enterprise Institute was just removed from a lawsuit after spending millions of dollars in defense. Mark Stein, his suit is still plodding along after, I think, 15 years or so.
Oh, my goodness.
Not going anywhere. But he's not a very nice person.
So he's not just living on his Penn State salary,
No.
Okay. Another reason not to like Penn State. But anyway, so...
There you go.
I'm
the only non-Penn State rah-rah person in my entire family.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my
goodness. They're all Central Pennsylvania.
Okay.
But he was an embarrassment to the Penn State system.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
He went through congressional review and also a separate... scientific review, the Wegman report, both of those found that his justification and the science that supported his hockey stick were more than highly flawed. There was data that was actually made up, that was fabricated, there was data that was not included that should have been included. And he used terrible methods of estimating temperature data through time.
So is he buying the approval that this hockey stick is still being, it's still being used, right? You said the hockey stick climate change model is still being used. So is he buying that approval? I mean, it makes no sense if all these, you know, ones you just mentioned said that it's
well, I know it feeds, he's not, I don't know about buying it, but he's certainly using it to good effect because it looks like CO2 is driving catastrophic warming, and it's just not.
And that's what the leftist...
One of the main things he did, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds here, but one of the things he did was look at bristlecone pine tree ring data to come up with this hockey stick losing long-term for temperature, and it just the reports that studied this said that it should never, ever, ever be used, but they continue to use it because it shows what they want.
Yeah, unfortunately. So is there anything that we can do? I guess pray. I mean, we definitely can pray.
It'll be decided by the five independent people, or maybe not so independent people in the Independent Regulatory Review Committee. But again, I think our science, if you read our report, you can go to the CO2coalition.org. It's on our main homepage there. You can download that. It's pretty interesting. Of course, I wrote it, so I'm a little
biased.
Right, but you can read about it. It's a compelling argument we make on the justifications for imposing this are just flawed.
That'd definitely be a good thing for any Pennsylvania to have on hand or have access to, just to see the flawed reasoning that Governor Wolf had and his minions, I guess. So, how can folks contact you guys?
You can go to the CO2coalition.org. is our website, and you can contact us at info@co2coalition.org, co2coalition.org.
Yeah. Fantastic, and we'll be thinking of you as you testify before the IRRC. Hope that it also is rejected again this year.
We're hoping.
Okay.
It'd be good for Pennsylvania if it is.
It definitely would be. Keep up the good work, and you take care.
Thank you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.